Greetings, podcast enthusiasts near and far. I'm Paulette Gloria Harwood, and I'm your host of Thriving in Chaos. As podcasts are the trendy things to do these days, I thank you for sharing the love by tuning in. I'm thrilled you're listening to the sparkling examples of excellence in womanhood I find and curate. I believe these inspiring, wise, powerful, trailblazing souls light the way for us as we each learn to gracefully navigate our journeys. As a certified divorce coach, I have been witness to confusion, sadness, change, and growth. I have learned that all we really need is to share our knowledge, support, and love to guide our sisters to all the possibilities in life. I am dedicated to helping clients leave behind the turmoil, confusion, and chaos of divorce while adding value to their best life with tips, tools, and personal experience. If you are so inspired, please subscribe to my podcast and share with others you think who may benefit. And now, let's thrive in chaos. I am so honored to meet you. I want to welcome everybody to Thriving in Chaos, the podcast, with my special guest, Kashanta. Steve and I had the incredible honor of meeting her at the Fish Fry. She's nervous, so just don't worry, everybody. On Friday in Turks and Caicos at the, I would say, cultural event for me of the island so far, although we went to Bugaloo's. Did I say that right?
Yep, Bugaloo's.
The other night, and wow, the music was great, and the key lime pie, and the best bottle of wine we had. I do not know why, but it tasted like chocolate, and I am a wine person. Have you noticed?
Absolutely.
So, we had the most incredible experience meeting this very vibrant, incredible woman here who makes and creates and designs her own jewelry. And these beautiful coconut shells embossed or glazed with enamel shells or glass, or she can tell you all about it. And we also had the honor of meeting her mother, who is a little rock star in her own right and makes this phenomenal soap. I just wanted to like rub it all over myself and like shampoo my hair and conditioner and the candles that were to die for. I had to contain myself by not buying one of everything, but you know how it is when you travel, you can't put everything in your suitcase. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely sitting with you and Steve. And I mean, I don't even know how to follow up with everything that you said, but I appreciate everything you just said. Amazing.
It's the truth.
Thank you.
Here with her lovely husband, Ari. So the two of them met on the island, a love story, I hear. I don't know if you two want to elaborate on your meeting or love story and how this business evolved, but we'd love to hear about it.
We met about 5 years ago, roughly 5 years now. And I think this is really awkward for me to tell the story, but how it goes is I had been out at a local sort of spot on island, and my husband had walked in with some friends, and he turned to a mutual friend of ours and said, I'm going to marry that girl.
Are you planning toward anything else? No.
From there, it just sort of, he had friends arrange for what was, I had thought was supposed to be a business legal meeting of minds, unbeknownst to me, that it was sort of him behind the woodworks, sort of putting it together so that he could have the opportunity to actually meet with me and have a conversation. And we were friends for about 6 months, so that happened, and we sort of just started hanging out, and you know, a couple of dates here and there, nothing really exciting, and you got called back to Toronto. And that was June of that year. We moved back to Toronto for a bit. And I think about a week and a half into him being there, we were on the phone. And he's like, hey, when are you coming up? I'll buy you a ticket. And 3 months later, I had moved to Toronto and resigned from my job, and then we were starting a law firm, and then we were having a wedding and then a baby, and now we're here.
Wow.
5 years later. That's it. That's pretty much the story.
It's fabulous, and I can see the two of you have this genuine connection. It's really beautiful.
We're the best of friends, and you know, we've come a long way as partners, as friends, and as parents. Mm. And as business people, you know, we've done a lot over the last 4 years. Too much, some would say, but it's been awesome.
No, never too much. Yeah. So tell me, never mind the ice. We're at a restaurant here, everybody. So tell me, how does two attorneys find a passion or a mission towards aligning with creating an organic, sustainable, really beautiful, authentic line that you have? How did that come to be?
Everything sort of happened in different stages, interestingly enough. I had given up private practice during that year that I'd moved to Toronto with Ari. I'd given up private practice completely, and my heart wasn't in it. And I knew that, probably, I figured that out at the beginning of that year, that I just was not meant to be not a private practice attorney. So leaving law for me was very easy. And after having our wedding and getting married, I found myself very, what's the word? I don't want to use the word bored, because it wasn't necessarily out of boredom, but I found myself just feeling like I didn't have much of a purpose. Mm. And that's where the jewelry started to come into place. I thought, okay, well, what is it that I've always loved creating things. What is it that I would like to see? You know, we had our wedding, we had a destination wedding, and one of the major issues was I could not find anything for my bridesmaids at the destination that was not ridiculously expensive, that was locally made, that was something that they would actually cherish for the rest of their lives, that they would wear, that they would be proud of, and it, you know, something that would commemorate us and, you know, the coming together of our friends and family. I couldn't find that thing. And that's where the creation of the jewelry line started.
Thank you. So the birth of the wedding and the birth of your marriage created and birthed the line of jewelry.
The line is actually called Kiko, and it's the first two letters of my first name and the first two letters of my new surname after I got married to my husband.
Aww.
Yeah, so a lot of people, everybody calls me Kiko, but a lot of people don't know what the story behind that is. So yeah, so that's where how that came about. And it was a combination of a whole other things. Once that had gotten off the ground, we moved back here. I was a mother at the time. my own mom, who has a heavy background in sort of medicinal treatments and medicinal plant treatments growing up in the islands, that sort of began to factor into little ailments that would happen. You know, I would have a runny nose, or my son would have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a fever, and it started the medicinal aspect of the candles and the soaps and the organic products. That is where the shift began. So once we had gotten here and couldn't find much that was organic, that wasn't heavy chemically based. And you know, my mom, she's, why can we create our own things? Why? I know that, for example, neem oil is fantastic for killing, you know, fungal or bacteria, or, you know, it's great for, or moringa, which is great for hair growth. You know, why can't we create our own things? You know, this is what I did. This is how I grew up. I grew up very poor. My mom, by the way, she grew up very, very, very poor, on an island in the Bahamas, and that was the resources. The earth sort of gave them everything that they need. So, and she's a firm believer of that even today. She does not take any form of medication whatsoever to this day since she had me, is the way that she describes it.
And she looks like your sister.
And she looks like my sister.
Yeah.
I would get that all the time. Like,
and that is not an insult.
I was just going to say, I would like to think I look somewhat
young.
What
an incredibly beautiful woman.
She is incredible. One
she
of a kind.
She is an incredible.
Incredible.
Woman. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what she makes a little bit more, particularly how the two of you have kind of fused together or collaborated your artistry for the jewelry with yet her organic sustainable beauty, if you want to call them that, products.
Yeah.
So how have you two collaborated?
So what we, once I had gotten on island, we had decided to just come together, her with her soap products. That was sort of the start of a lot of it. The soaps, I would like to say, is actually the thing that launched Island Organics in itself. And it sort of just spiraled out of control from there. It went from, okay, if I can create soap products, I can create shampoos and conditioners and bath salts and bath scrubs. So we do a lot of locally sourced products. So bath and sugar scrubs, everything sourced here with, you know, certain types of petals and flowers and oils. All of that is what we try to mesh together because it just didn't exist here. So that started, and the candles came as, I think, as a separate thing, probably a year into Island Organics. I'm a huge candle lover, and I love essential oils. So that was...
I can tell.
I love essential oils. Now I'm, like, all into it. So that came just as an addition, as a supplement to it. I thought, you know what? Love candles. Why can't I make my own candles? And I did some research. I like soy candles, but... having done my own research, and now that I've been in the industry, it's surprising the amount of people that don't realize how toxic it is. So I started off with soy, and in doing some more research, stumbled across the way you can create and source coconut wax. And everything just sort of spiraled out of control there. So we started out with that, with I think three essential oil fragrances. And now I have 25, which has been, over the course of a year and a bit now, we're at 25 different blends, and all with, you know, added benefits and, so I guess aromatherapy, but cleaner for the environment. So, yeah.
And with the power of audio, not everybody can quite wrap their head around what they look like. So could you just describe the actual beauty of the collaboration of both the product and your envisioning the jewelry, shall we say, the prettier aspect of the candle?
So,
because these candles don't just come in like silly little tins.
Well, they actually do. There are travel tins.
Okay.
And they put I love
those
them.
Those ones are fine.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Great
we do
for
do,
traveling.
They're great for travel, and they're great for people who actually want to have several various benefits. So you can have one candle that's eucalyptus burning in one room, and you know something else that's burning in your powder room, jasmine, for example. So that's the beauty of those. I think the ones that you're speaking about, those guys are the bamboo tins. They are bamboo, and what we've done is we've taken shell, epoxy, lacquer, paint, and sealed it. So it looks more of like a... it's shell-encrusted, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Is that
perfect?
Does that work? Shell-encrusted?
It feels very shell-encrusted.
Yeah, so it is with... Yeah, with a little bit of gold dust resin.
It feels so beautiful that when the candle is a dead soldier, as they say, you're going to keep that.
You're going to keep
forever
it.
Forever.
And
just keep trinkets in it or coins or whatever, buttons or
my mom
whatever you want to keep in it.
I think she keeps actually the, what are those called? The cotton balls. She
keeps
in her pan, in her bathroom.
I could see a canister set of them, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're fun. They're amazing.
So Steve and I struggle a lot with the environment.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we live in Belize. And, you know, the Caribbean is the Caribbean. Yep. And they're not well known for nurturing the beauty. I mean, just so everybody knows, we're sitting in this phenomenal little restaurant called Mango Reef. In this adorable little cove called Turtle Cove.
Yeah.
And we just had this beautiful lunch. And the beauty of which we are is indescribable. And yes, the water really is that perfect color.
It really is.
It's not filtered. It's not BS. It's freaking real. So get down here and experience it. But unfortunately, you know, a lot of people take it for granted. And the governments in Belize, and I don't know TCI, but I'm assuming, don't quite infringe or instill upon educating the population at a young age of really recycling. At the fish fry the other night, somebody wanted to give me a straw, plastic straw, and I wanted to scream.
Yeah.
I said, no straw, I can drink out of the bottle.
Yeah.
You know. But and we have the same thing, although I'm really proud to say that the Belize government has just passed a law coming into effect that no styrofoam and no single-use plastic will be allowed in the country. I think it starts in April. So what? Tell us a little bit about what you guys have experienced coming up against living in a Caribbean haven, a sanctuary where perhaps it's frustrating to own an organic business where you see not everybody is swimming with you.
I think had we had this conversation about a year ago, my response would have been a lot different. But there have been a lot of initiatives happening over the last year or so, year to 2 years actually, I would say, where the government is actually taking that step. So they're banning plastic bags in grocery stores, for example, now. You see a lot of the restaurants here on island as well. They don't use straws. They use either bamboo or not metal, but paper. Bamboo straws, bamboo and paper, actually. So I think that a year ago, 2 years ago, different response, but I can see that the shift is beginning to happen, which is great. I mean, for a lot of us, we would like to see it happening a little quicker, but I think we're on the right path to essentially being a little bit more eco-friendly, eco-aware as well. So I'm hoping.
You're optimistic.
I am. I think, especially for somewhere as beautiful as this, I mean, it has to happen. And I think it will. I honestly do think it will.
So I just want to wrap up here. As a female entrepreneur, and that you are, never discount that, you know, where do you see yourself bringing your alignment, your purpose, your mission, now that you said, I felt like I didn't have one being an attorney. And, you know, I know that that's still a gift that you have and a skill and something you don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I know you have a baby, so pardon that pun. But, you know, it's overused, but it's so true. Like, we don't want to just get rid of A because we're moving on to B. Like, that's what, we couldn't be who we are if we weren't where we were, right? Yeah. So where do you see as a female entrepreneur the vision of your business and your mission? Where do you see yourself bringing Island Organics as a business, as an LLC, as a corporation? Where do you see it going to really influence the island and other women and just bring us to that? I'm so curious. The sky's the limit. You can do everything.
I think for me, first and foremost, for me, what I've evolved over the last couple of years to what I find now that my mission has become, I enjoy just connecting with other women. I think that that's something that, I mean, the way you and I are
too,
able to
isn't
talk,
it awesome?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Connecting with other women, it's just, there's nothing like it.
I love men.
I know.
But women
but
rock.
We,
right,
we do.
Yeah.
We. I mean, come on. We make this world rock.
Don't
okay?
we?
We
I
do.
Know.
So it's, for me, there's first and foremost that. If I could allow Island Organics to become just sort of a household name, if the sky isn't the limit, a household name would be amazing. You know, something, the go-to for, you know, women throughout the Caribbean, North America, Europe, wherever. That would be where I would love to see this go. And just to continue to grow it. I mean, more products, more things that, you know, solving more household issues, home beauty issues, all of that. That's where I'm hoping for. I think I still have a couple of years left in me.
Oh, you are a baby, my dear. You've got a lot of miles left to walk.
Just a couple of years to go, so I'm hoping.
Your journey is long and you've just begun. So
really
tell us, for everybody who's listening, and I thank my audience for listening to this, so because I know you know what a force to be reckoned with I am about women and empowerment and inspiring women entrepreneurs and supporting the hopes and dreams of women, but also the environment, because Mother Earth is everything to us, and it is our responsibility to nurture that.
So absolutely.
How do people who don't know about you yet find you and on social media or out there? Because, you know, that's really the beauty of what we're doing. Here we are sitting in the Turks and Caicos having this and transcribing this message to many people. And so how do they find you and continue to support you on your journey?
We are Island Organics TCI on Instagram, which is probably I know that's what the majority of the world is sort of gravitating towards now, as well as Facebook. So Island Organics TCI, and the website is going to be soaptci.com. So that will have all of our products. We're in the process now of launching our studio here on Island, which will be amazing. So if you are ever on Island, please stop by. Please just come say hi. No pressure, but yes, please come and say hello. And, you know, we're trying to now, we're teaching people more about organic products. You can come and make your own organic soaps or organic candles, that whole shebang. Blend your own essential oils. That's the message that we're going to push out there. And other than that, I think, yeah, or you can always email me. That's always great
too. And what is your email?
I'm kishantio@kikojewelry.com. That is the jewelry line. So totally different, but
and
you
tell
can
them
always,
about the pieces I am wearing.
You are wearing a white lava, first of all, and moonstone, which I love. And you have on a beautiful by nature ring, which we love. That is actually our slogan
for the country.
It is, but we did a little pun on words. I am naturally beautiful. Love it. And Sun Charm. The Sun Charm. Turks and Caicos Sun Charm, which is gorgeous on the leather band.
Love it.
Looks amazing.
It has been an honor.
Likewise.
And I always felt like the second I laid eyes on you and saw your product that I just felt like I had to connect to you.
Thank you.
I thank you for your time.
This
and will
has
you
been
give
incredible.
Your mother a big hug
for me? I will.
For me?
I'm so sad that she hasn't been here today, but she is not going to believe that she missed this.
She is in spirit, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
So we release the podcast Thriving in Chaos every Wednesday. Please do tune in to Elizabeth Ann Stanley and I each Wednesday as we release a new and fresh episode.
Thank you.
Amazing.